This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. The Union Cabinet has approved 41,534 crore rupees nutrient-based subsidy for phosphatic and potassic fertilizers for this year's Kharif season. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw made the announcement while briefing media in New Delhi yesterday about Union Cabinet's decisions. Nutrient-based subsidy rates will be effective from the 1st of this month to the 30th of September this year.
For the Kharif season, a subsidy package of 41,534 crore rupees has been approved under the nutrient-based subsidy scheme. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has always stood as a safety shield for our farmers, whether during COVID or conflicts in West Asia. No matter what ups and downs occurred in fertilizers, the impact was never allowed to affect our farmers.
Mr. Vaishnaw said, the cabinet has also given its nod to the second phase of Jaipur Metro from Prahladpura to Todimore in Rajasthan. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, that is CCEA, has also approved the revision of HPCL Rajasthan Refinery Limited project cost from 43,129 crore rupees to 79,459 crore rupees. Polling for assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and the Union Territory of Puducherry will be held today. Voting will be held for all 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Keralam and 30 seats in Puducherry. Polling will begin today at 7 a.m. and continue till 6 p.m. All arrangements are in place at the three places to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. A total of 883 candidates are in the fray in Keralam. In Puducherry, 294 candidates are contesting the elections. In Assam, a total of 722 candidates are in the fray in the polls. Chief Electoral Officer of Assam, Anurag Goel, has appealed to all the eligible voters to exercise their franchise in the assembly polls. Meanwhile, today is the last day for withdrawal of nominations for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal. Today is also the last day for filing of nominations for the second phase in West Bengal. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has chaired the third meeting of the Group of Ministers on West Asia in New Delhi and reviewed measures in view of the evolving situation in the region. Chairing the meeting yesterday, the minister directed all the departments to maintain a high level of preparedness, coordination and resilience to effectively deal with any eventuality. The Defence Ministry said that the government is ensuring uninterrupted availability of LPG, petrol, diesel, fertilizers and other essential commodities across the country, while taking steps to safeguard citizens from the impact of the conflict. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has stated that India and the United States share one of the world's most consequential economic partnerships forged on shared democratic values. Speaking at the launch event of the India-US Trade Facilitation Portal yesterday, the Union Minister said, India-US partnership is special and bilateral trade is growing rapidly. He said this launch is a timely and forward-looking step which reflects the depth of the partnership. Ministry of Civil Aviation has announced to reduce landing and parking charges for domestic carriers by 25% for a period of 3 months amid the global disruptions. Speaking about the announcement, Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu said, the primary focus of the government is the aviation sector has been to make flying a more affordable and convenient travel option for the passengers. Union Minister for Petroleum and Natural Gas Hardeep Singh Puri met with Bangladesh Foreign Minister Khalilur Rahman yesterday to discuss enhancing energy ties between the two nations following the visiting dignitaries' high-level talks with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar earlier in the day. In a social media post, Mr. Puri noted that the high-level participation from the Bangladeshi delegation during the meeting held in the national capital. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans beat Delhi Capitals by 1 run at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. Put into bat first, Gujarat Titans put up a strong total of 210 runs for the loss of 4 wickets in their 20 overs, with Shubman Gill scoring 70, Jose Butler 52 and Washington Sundar 55. For Delhi, Mukesh Kumar picked up 2 wickets. In reply, Delhi Capitals fought hard but fell short, finishing at 209 for 8 in 20 overs. KL Rahul top scored with a brilliant 92 of 52 balls. For Gujarat, Rashid Khan claimed 3 wickets while Prasidh Krishna took 2. And that is the end of this news bulletin.